financial literacy is liberation.
Music for the fine and funky. Everybody needs love, and everybody needs sea. Lock it off. CFM stereo is untouchable.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sitenin Lea, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Matters. And September is dedicated to various health awareness initiatives, with National Self-Care Awareness Month, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and Healthy Aging Month. Last week on the 10th of September was the International Day of Suicide Prevention, and suicide statistics have drastically gone up in the past few years. And I think everybody knows somebody who has committed suicide. And I also recently, you know, suicide is caused by a lot of things, and I recently got to attend a funeral of a young lady who couldn't sustain or living with endometriosis. And there are so many reasons, and reasons why people actually commit suicide. And joining us today is Dr. Faith, who's going to help us look at suicide and prevention methods and how best one can deal with mental health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Faith.
Thank you, Stanley, for the opportunity.
And so starting off, mental health and looking at suicide, what really is going on in the mind?
So, Sitenin, to start, I just want to define what suicide is. And suicide is when someone intentionally ends their own life. And mostly this is due when they have a mental health that is deteriorating, their stress, there's something going on in their life that is just too much to bear. So I just also want to highlight that it's not a sign of weakness when someone decides to end their own life. It's a sign that they are suffering more than they can actually bear. In your instance, you just mentioned a lady that could not bear life with endometriosis. They chose to end the pain by ending their life. So essentially, suicide is the end point of mental health that is not good. And that's why we always talk about the importance of having good support system, having good mental health strategies as well.
Okay. For me not to get to that point of maybe committing suicide, how can I deal with stress and ways of managing the stress, really?
So firstly, you need to figure out where is the stress coming from, is it? And strategize to then say, how can you prevent yourself from getting the pain of getting that stressful event, is it? So the very most important thing is having a good support system. Have people that you can talk to if you are having challenges in your life. I know sometimes it's not that easy to come up and talk of our problems, because sometimes people then tend to judge. But you need to find the right people to talk to. There are psychiatrists, there are psychologists. We have the, in Zimbabwe, we have the friendly bench where you can talk to them through WhatsApp. You also have so many structures within the health system, public health, hospitals, a psychiatric ward. There you can go and talk to someone to then say, I think what I'm bearing is too much for me to be able to bear on my own. We need also to make sure that we're encouraging each other to find professional help. There are so many instances that we look at someone and say, this person looks that they are struggling, is it? But maybe culturally, we then just say, kumusia kadaru, without doing a proper assistant, nombatira se muna rada daru shushikana, is it? We need to encourage each other that kusumuka upa waka gara, ushenda kunotaka psychiatrist, it does not mean there's something wrong with your brain. No. It just means you want to find assistance, is it? And also, Antyla, the fact that you are not coping with what you're not with what you're going through does not make you weak. Does not make you disabled, is it? We all have a tolerance of painful situation like asiana, is it? What someone else can go through life easily, is it? You see, kana in one family, people can actually react to grief like asiana, is it? Mese mafirwana baba, mumwe zinomuremera zvekuti anokwanisa to function for a very long period. Mumwe anochema but mangwana achimuka achienda kubasa. It just means we are two different people, and doesn't mean my needs inini ndiri kuremerwa. They are not essential.
Okay. And according to statistics, suicide accounts for 1.8% of all deaths, with higher rates among men than women, and even a higher rate in the elderly. And so the painful part, I guess, is when looking at men. And we had Robbed in Gilbert earlier to talk about it, and the mechanisms as men. What do you think society is doing to men that is making them really not forthcoming to look for counseling or really talk about what they're going through?
So I think if we look at life in general, when a man, they're growing up at even at a younger age, they are told that you're supposed to be strong. Murume achemi. And it I'm coming out with that rule, and it's kana kaduna chain when I'm coming panevan, and they're expected to cry differently or to kungo sumka kabata gumba ashto famba, is it? They are not taught to express pain easily, is it? But different with women. Women, I just said, could we are emotional beings, is it? We are given a leeway to express our emotions. Sometimes those ones maybe are my periods, but we are actually given an opportunity, is it? Maybe sometimes those ones my hormones, and it they just gave birth my hormones in the sagari all over, is it? But we are somehow given an opportunity to express our feelings, is it?
Yes.
So even starting at a younger age, so we sort of have an experience to talk about our emotions. Kuti ishirukundirwadza, this is not going on well, but vakomana, they are just said to be strong and go on. So they then tend not to be able to communicate very well what they are going through, is it? So there are so many risk factors of suicide, Steny. Let's talk about mental health conditions, depression, anxiety, substance abuse. Just because vakomana vakwanise vanorume, they are not taught to just express themselves, kuti I am sad.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Or I think my life is not moving the way that I want it to be, is it? They're just taught to work. They're not able to vocalize or seek help when they are depressed, when they're anxious, is it? They then tend to use substance. The statistics actually say substance abuse is more high in men than in women, is it? The next thing, life stress. The most financial burden is usually placed on a man in most households, and it muruma akashaya basa akatadza kumita that goal that is required. Indeed, some women there, some also they are women led, and still they have those struggles, but because they can communicate, kuta guys ndaremerwa, I need assistance with fees, and it, they can talk to a friend, they can talk to their parents, but mukomana anokwasoremerwa kudza baba vake kuti baba ndokumbira kuti ndimundibatsirewo
tengesai mombe
ndidai and kumbokonkwa kaoma, and it, they're not listened to, is it? Trauma, abuse, in most is, I'll talk about not allowing our kids not to talk about common abuse. Many men, they actually go through some abuse vachikura, and it anoshaya kuzvudza. This is common in girls and boys, is it? But vasikana, because even vabereki, the mother varipamba vanotita longa vachicheka mwana wachikura vachitora naye about life, munafano kubata pakati, munafano bata pakati, and it,
yeah, but we don't have the same conversations.
This is not okay. But those topics were never even talked about before. I've heard people even saying, kuti ukaona mwana mudiki achiita sex, mwana mukomana achiita sex in someone older, ari kudzidziswa is not rape.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but that's not okay. That's still abuse. We do not know the impact that this is going to put upon mwana mukomana, is it? So all those things, social isolation, lack of support system, are the most common risk factors of suicide. And these risk factors, they have more bearing in men than in women.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing, as you're saying, but then isn't it naturally that guys are also, men rather, are withdrawn naturally, because when they hit teenagehood, they seem to just withdraw naturally. Is there something that can be done to actually get them to be more talking and more communicative?
I think let's start with our boys at a younger age. Let's teach them to talk. Let's not idolize going through painful situations in silence just to show that they are going to be good men when they grow up. And when they get to teenagehood, if you think that you're not going through your child, is it? Ask for support. You can talk to the elders in the community. I shall withdraw, but I would want to understand feathers. It could have space here, but in order to build that relationship, they'll be able to come and say, Mama, Baba, I'm struggling with this, is it? So even if we talk about teenagehood, you know, that age group, Ndopanta most bullying, especially in boarding schools, in high school, is it? Some kids cannot even go and say, I'm being bullied at school. Because it's grooming. You need to be strong enough to stand against what? Your peers or your colleagues. But we need to be able to look at our kids then say, these changes are critical. Is it just teenagehood or this is too much, is it? We understand and of course market, but we need also to put structures. Let's say Yekujka, Mungabudi, and it's we need to have family time every hour. You monitor them during that time. Are they going to be still reserved or Achagara or Mungo Taranya in general? Apeza or in the Kurum Kwake, maybe this game, there's something that they're doing there for fun, but they need to have some time for us as parents to look at them and see, are they okay?
Speaking of being okay, why is it that even now you find kids, even in primary level, actually committing suicide? There's also the issue of maybe us parents not really listening to our children when they complain about the schools that they're attending, as you said, bullying and all that. As the health practitioners from your end, even as in Smart Villages, what is it that you're actually doing maybe to push the... You know, as you always say, prevention, health checkups and all. What is it that you're doing to help prevent suicide within Zimbabwe?
So to just prevent suicide, on the 10th, we published a link that we wanted the community to use as in health assessment to just go on the link. You answer the questions there and they get uploaded to our platform. We're going to call the patient that I've actually get the assessment, then we discuss with them. And also if there's any need, link them to care. And also to answer the first part that you mentioned, you talked about suicide in a very young population, Wanoek Primary. If you remember when Saddam Hussein was executed, I remember that execution was actually publicized on televisions. And just after that incident, there were reports that Vanava Jinji Vakai tried to experiment and then ended up dying accidentally. So I'd want to talk about exposure, Kuvana. Is it nowadays kids have a lot of exposure and is it and I spoke of myself, is it? Shekuona muna chi akasung achi in that process or even akashisungirira, is it? Tichikura jangasipo. You would not even go pakanzotwan muna sungira and it. Chai wonder because we thought it's some chi traumatized. We don't want to see that. Nowadays by Facebook, chaipo, shino postwa. Munasungira picture, take pictures and they post it, is it? And sometimes kids get to see that. They're getting to see how to execute that, is it? So it could be back then, because people didn't have the know how to execute it, is it? But imagine, in some instance, some kids don't have that much access to funds, and it not really limiting. So I'd want to say exposure, is it, to what are children actually seeing? And the other thing is, but we still need to be able to address anything that's going on with their, in their life that's stressful. The first thing is, I would also say the parents need to be very present in their kids' life. We know with the struggles of life, you want to make sure that you don't have financial stress, is it? But you need to also have time to sit down with your kids. And when they say something, is it, let's believe our kids. Let's try to believe our kids when they say something. I know it's kind of difficult sometimes, and especially when the issue is being discussed, comparing to an adult, is it? Mwana nokusotora kuti sekuru anga vachindidai. And it sekuru munhu mukuru. It's easier for kuti mwana ari kunyeba, and it's to try and protect the image of sekuru. But mwana sometimes ask kutonyeba. In most cases, ask kutonyeba also sure, and it because this child is not heard. in the homestead they are, they're going to want to solve their problems on their own, and sometimes that can actually lead to suicide.
Okay, so Doc, is there like, I know of a relative who did try to commit suicide, and she ended up needing to go to annex. What is it, is there like a chemical imbalance that actually causes suicide? Or
so to some extent there is a risk if you have family history of suicide, and there's a gene that that I once read of to then say if you have mutation in that gene that has relation to serotonin, which is a happy hormone, functionality within your brain, you are at risk of depression and then also enhance risk of suicide. But I would want to say, as much as there might be just maybe a genetic predisposition to some people for them to commit suicide, but I think the community plays a very bigger role to then say we need to identify people in our community that are at risk. Is it when someone comes to you and sit down, and let's not be judgmental, some people are in this difficult situation because of their own doing, and it because, but when someone comes and say, and you can see situation in Akat, and you ask them what happened, and what not, let's try to be kind. Is it? It's very important for us to be kind. Talk to them, understand, try and see them and make them understand that there is way out. Is it? Such as we then say, that way people can then see kuti indeed in the community I'm no longer shunned, because some other reason why people actually commit suicide is so having a community that then say kuti, you know what, God's mercy are new every morning, and us in the community we work with that kuti mwari chai mangwana makuseni, he grants mercy to his people. We should also be kind and make sure that we are not so this is your consequence of this. We need to look for to our friends to then say, Steny usually is like this kind of person. Tikashika panela and Steny ndiyo kutanga kuna tuma pocho kune chi and it. But nesi Steny ashika kango gara. And it, we need to look at our friends and say, what's different? When you see something different about them, speak it of, you what's different? Asa unambu unu utasama pocho kono sumo chika, what's going on? Is it starting that conversation can actually lead your friend or your relative to then say, I'm not doing okay, and good words when shakat and it, and you talk to them, and also check on sudden changes in mood. And it, people that are depressed, it's quite clear sometimes they have a very low mood, they have low energy, they're kind of hopeless. Is it they don't look forward to the future. Shunja, my simple plan ahead could be maybe Christmas, we want to do this. This season, Munyaninga Tori Chu doesn't want to do anything to do with what festive season. You look at that. What has changed in my friend? Ask them, is it? Because say usiri kufarira, no single farira, and it. Say usiri kuratiza, tunemu faro pa meso wako, and it. Let's talk to our friends. And also the risky behaviors. We like I said, the risk features, number matter, is it? Look at your friend, Tori Arura Zatari depressed, and substance abuse. That's a risk factor. Is it? Because in the midst of taking their drugs, they can take too much and then just overdose in a way of just wanting to add their misery. Is it? So we need to be able to be very alert in our community. Kuti munakato tawara. We know in medical suits when on a if munakato ngotora kuti ndosha rada kuita, and it we say kuti achato ende kumba, and it tafuna tawara ntinzwi sisani. So in the same instance ukanzwa munhu achoita that ha inini zvopenyu zvandinetsa ini ndaindasorora anditi, those words alone they should be good enough anditi to take action. Find someone that can talk to that person, go with them to a psychologist, to a psychiatrist. Is it? Maybe you can't do that, do not leave that person out of your sight. And it, do not give them room kuti vakwanse kuzobuda vachita anything. Monitor them and it strategically to make sure that asikwana mukana wekuti anything. But also go monitor chinguva tarisa, is it? Ask finding help as well as you're trying to make sure that they are safe, they're not going to harm themselves.
Okay, Doc, what has been one of your biggest takeaways, especially looking at communities? What would you say needs to be corrected? As you said, yes, parents need to pay more attention. We need to talk more about this. But I will take you back again. Looking at marriage setups, as you're saying, is it possible that maybe women also need to stand up and be more supportive to the men around them?
Definitely. That's a very controversial topic indeed, but I would say if you choose someone to be your life partner, you need to be each other's life partner in everything. Let's hold our hands and walk together. Let's not be judgmental. Sometimes, you know, kanga ndisirana and marriage is it, but let's be kind to each other. Like I said, my struggles, especially in most setup in marriage, they are more bigger. They have the financial responsibility. We just expect men, is it, to be the, they are the leader, as it, but we need to assist them, is it, struggle. Let's assist each other, let's be kind to each other, let's offer a listening ear to each other, so that sometimes kubasa thing doesn't go well, is it, and sometimes when they come home, they just need to have peace and tranquility. But this goes for both ways, is it, because vakadzi stress, or even pamba chaipo, the day-to-day task, but they are not easy to tackle, is it? So we need always to make sure that we are having an even ground to then say, I need to be kind to my wife and I need to be kind to my husband.
Okay, speaking of kindness, which is in very short supply nowadays because everybody's chasing the dollar and trying to make money.
Definitely.
How best can we as the media also push the narrative and get the messages out there on platforms like, as you say, do you have a platform where people can fill in the form and actually get help?
So I would want to start with the social medias. We should be very alert of the messages that we send out. We have seen so many cases where someone, just because they had something that was private, taken out onto the public, they decide to end their life. I remember there's a case, just a simple video, Shinzi, would you kiss me? It was something really naughty, is it? But I don't know what then happened. It then got published. So we need to be very kind as we are posting content. But is this content beneficial? And is it going to harm the other person? Is it? It could be fun. It could be more followers to me, more likes and more money to me. But we need to be kind as a community to make sure that we are not publishing something that's going to hate someone. And also, we are not publishing things that are going to teach our kids things that we don't want them to learn it at a very early age. Is it? We understand that we say social media, we are now maybe 16, 18, but it does not mean they don't have access. They are finding sneaky ways to then get access to this thing. So we need to be very alert to what we are putting out in the public. And also, we do not have to crucify each other. Most posts munakaita chinjakashata, but people are very good to then give their opinion. They want to judge. They want to make sure that they are their side of the story. What they think is going to be is talked about. But the word of God then say, "Pamurkutaura." Make sure that what you're speaking, is it kind?
Is it building?
Is it building? You know, someone. So it's very important that we do that properly. So you know, the word of God actually says in Philippians 4 verse 8, say, as we are going to speak of anything, we need to make sure, is it true? Is it honest? Is it grounded in reality? Is it noble? Is it worthy of respect? Is it right? Is it just and fair? Is it pure? Is it morally clean? And also, is it lovely? Is it beautiful and attractive in character? And lastly, is it admirable? Is it worthy of praise? If something that you're going to post is not going to be worthy of praise to someone, we should not post it, because the damage and the impact that we're putting on each other might be very big, you know. And sometimes some people, when they're in a very difficult situation, one trigger can just be that one last nail that nails the coffin, to then say, harigandi sorere, van vachatichi, when people already are saying things like this about me.
Okay, Doc. So before we actually conclude for today's episode, what awareness campaigns are you running, maybe as SimSmart, to actually encourage people to participate in preventing suicide?
So I talked about the links that are on our social pages to make sure that we can assist you. They're assessing your mental health and link you with care, and also in our telehealth kiosks. When someone is coming, especially in this month, it has been something that we actually do frequently. We take some time to actually just go through the questionnaire with clients. Even if you BP and you get the questionnaire and fill up according to your assessment, the next day is going to assist. This one needs a psychiatric evaluation. This one needs a bit of counseling. Is it sometimes the stress that we're having, there might not be too much, but that little thing that you're going on with your mind, if you ever find someone that you can discuss with, you can come up with ways to deal with things that you may not even have seen on your own. Is it sometimes it just take someone indeed road. But you can take this road, and indeed it will take you to where you need to go. So sometimes, just because you're clouded with the problems that you're going through, your vision may be occluded. So talking to someone is very important, and we can then get assistance.
All right, Doc. So my biggest takeaway from this, as we are commemorating a Suicide Prevention Month, the month of September, it is very important that people in society support each other. We practice kindness more than anything else. We should care for one another. And yes, the biggest issue nowadays, of course, is what are you posting on social media? Is it edifying someone, or is it going to break them even further apart? And today, to conclude today's show, what are your parting words, Dr. Faith?
So I just want to say that a caring word, a listening ear, or a helping hand can save life.
All right, you heard it right here on Health Matters. And as we go into another new day tomorrow, make sure you are kind, speak kindness, plant kindness, and be kind above everything else. My name is Sitenin Lea, and this has been Health Matters. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you join us again next week. Good night.